to number 2 in the UK charts. It was actually kept from number 1 by Books Fizz and My Camera Never Lies. Okay, look at the time. It is 7 p.m. That can only mean one thing. On the 100th edition of Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers, here are the Soppy Softies at 7.
This kid who got into an accident and couldn't come to school, but when he finally came back, his hair had turned from black into bright white. He said that it was from when the cousin smashed his this girl who wouldn't go and change with the girls in the change room, and when they finally made her, they saw birthmarks all over her body. She couldn't quite explain it, it always just been there.
FM.
having met her father, asked some questions of her mother. Tell me, mama, will you ever go again to Sumo? Sumahama. Oh, Sumahama. Years have passed and tears have long since dried, but no amount of time could hope to hide a love so strong from Sumahama. Tell me, mama,
Phoenix FM.
I lay all my songs at Johnny Mathis's feet. I said, Johnny, Johnny, tell me, can you tell me how to live? All my hopes are unraveling, and I just lost my lease. My house without love, doors or windows without peace. And with the wave of his jewel-encrusted hand across the glittering Las Vegas scene, he said, looked at my songs and he said, well, at first guess, never in my life have I ever seen such a mess. Why do you say everything as if you were a thief? Like what you stole, like what she preaches far from belief.
They were the Soppy Softies at seven. Kicking us off was the Crash Test Dummies and I think that's how you say it anyway. That was their first single release and it came out in 1994. It reached number two in the charts and was kept off number one by Prince and The Most Beautiful Girl in the World. Although that was at the time when Prince was calling himself Symbol. Anyway, it's taken from their album God Shuffled His Feet. The single reached number one in eight different countries, but only made it to number 14 in their native Canada. Then we heard The Beach Boys and Sumahama. That one was written by Mike Love and was released in 1979. It's taken from their album LA, which stands for Light Album. The single just missed out on the top 40, peaking at number 45. Do you know, as far as I'm aware, it wasn't released as a single anywhere else. Not sure why. Then finally, as part of our Soppy Softies at seven, we heard American Music Club and Johnny Mathis's Feet. That was the first of three singles released by the American Music Club. It was released in 1993. Their second single came out in 1994 and their third in 1995. None of them, sadly, managed to break into the top 40. Johnny Mathis's Feet peaked at number 58, which is a shame because it was a really, really good track, wasn't it? Anyway, you're listening to Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers, the 100th episode of Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers, no less, with me, Mandy Cullen, on Phoenix 98 FM. It is Saturday, the 2nd of December. We are celebrating silly season because that's where we've arrived now, isn't it? We are counting down until December the 25th. So all of this evening's tunes will either have a silly title or some silly lyrics, something like that. And if you are a regular listener, you'll know that once we do the Soppy Softies at seven, we have a little bit of a change of direction, and today is no exception. And here are my fellow Cov kids.
I can't forget you. I know I never will. It's not so often. I need love and occupy. If I'm a saint, you crack my door. You spark your breath, that's the way she is.
Synth City. It starts at 8 p.m. We have the very best in electronic synth pop electrica in the show. That's Tuesdays, 8 p.m. for Synth City on Phoenix 98 FM.
Einstein at Go-Go.
Einstein at Go-Go.
landscape. And the track is called Einstein a Go-Go. Brilliant. Anyway, that one reached number 5 back in 1981. They're not quite one-hit wonders, as they did have a follow-up single, Norman Bates, which peaked at number 40. Before that, we heard King and I Kiss the Spiky Fridge. That one was actually an album track from their debut LP, Steps in Time, and it's written by lead singer Paul King. You're listening to Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers on Phoenix 98 FM with me, Mandy Cullen. Just want to remind you what's coming up tomorrow on Phoenix. Kicking us off at 7 a.m, it's Sunday Breakfast with a mellow start to your Sunday morning with the beautiful Sophia Marie. Following that at 10, it's the Sunday Sessions. Kev Pickett presents tracks, interviews and sessions from local unsigned artists. And then at 12, it's Sunday Lunch. Tony Smith is here bringing you 2 hours of pop, dance and chart hits, plus live sessions and interviews. OK, here's the Modfather.
Gilson every Friday evening on Phoenix 98 FM at 10 p.m. for 2 hours of great tracks from the 50s right through to the 1980s.
Woo, come on everybody.
That's 10 p.m. every Friday here on Phoenix 98 FM.
Something to me.
Sing or anything. Now that sounds like a completely normal title for a record, so you might wonder why we're playing it when we're celebrating silliness. Well, after You Can Make Me Dance, Sing or Anything, there is something in brackets, and that is, in the brackets, even take the dog for a walk, mend a fuse, fold away the ironing board or any other domestic shortcomings. That is all... I know, right? That is all part of the title of the track. So... I don't know. I'm surprised they actually could fit all that on the 7-inch cover. They must have put it in really tiny writing. Anyway, not counting reissues and re-releases, that was their last single released by The Faces. It reached number 12 when it was released in 1974. It later featured on their Greatest Hits album, which they called Snakes and Ladders. And according to Wikipedia, it holds the record for the longest song title ever to hit the UK chart. So just to give it its full title, it's The Faces and it's called... You Can Make Me Dance, Sing or Anything, even take the dog for a walk, mend a fuse, fold away the ironing board or any other domestic shortcomings. Wowza. Before that, we heard the Modfather himself, Paul Weller, and Uh-huh, Oh Yeah. Now, I don't know about you, but I think the title of that song, Uh-huh, Oh Yeah, is like what you say when you're not properly listening to what someone is saying. You know, you're just making noises to pretend that you're listening, like, Uh-huh, Oh Yeah. You're not listening. Anyway, that was the second single he released as a solo artist, and it was the first to break into the top 20 when it peaked at number 18. I mean, it is just such a great track, isn't it? Okay, now we are celebrating silliness this evening, because we are in silly season now, and here are two songs back to back, which are very silly indeed.
Some of your Saturday afternoon with Spencer Carter and the Weekend Wind-Up. Great pop music, forgotten classics, and some laughs along the way. Every Saturday from midday, only on Phoenix FM.
Boy, you can keep it.
Sings very low. Mark Burano is soprano. John Ketley.
John Ketley. John Ketley.
He's a weatherman.
John Ketley is weatherman. 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 John Ketley is weatherman. So is Michael Fish.
Simon Parkin's always larking, Eric Lane is the same. Yes. Jonathan Ross collects Moss, John Ketley.
John Ketley, John Ketley.
He's a weatherman.
John Ketley is weatherman, weatherman, weatherman. John Ketley is weatherman, and so is Michael Fish.
Lester Piggott couldn't dig it, David Icke, ride a bike. Richie Keys has got no knees, John Ketley.
is the weatherman.
John Chetley is the weatherman, the weatherman, the weatherman. John Chetley is the weatherman, and so is Michael Fish.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Mark Von Duchesne and his amazing cheese and pickle solo.
Tribe of Toffs, and John Ketley is a weatherman. I mean, that song is silly, but it is a whole lot of fun, isn't it? And factually correct, of course. That was the only track they ever released, and it just missed out on the top 20, peaking at number 21. They were originally from Sunderland, and later they wanted to do some serious records, but they just couldn't get a recording deal, which is a shame, really. Before that, we heard Toto Cuello and I Eat Cannibals. That was their only hit. It was released in 1982 and it made it to number 8 in the charts. They did release a follow-up single called Dracula's Tango, Sucker for Your Love, but that didn't really trouble the top 40 at all. It peaked at number 54. And, of course, I can't play Toto Cuello without reminding you of the fact that, you remember Bob Holness from Blockbusters? Well, his daughter, Roz Holness, was a member of Toto Cuello. Okay, let's move on. Do you know, I'm never ever going to pass up the opportunity to play this guy. Prince, of course, the genius that was Prince. And that's called Another Lover Hole in Your Head. Now, that might not sound that silly, but it's all one word. So it reads, Another Lover Hole in Your Head. It's like the space bar was broken on his laptop when he came up for the title with that one. Anyway, that was released in 1986, and it just snuck into the top 40, peaking at number 36. Funnily enough, it actually also reached number 36 over in New Zealand. It's taken from his album Parade, which was the soundtrack to the film Under the Cherry Moon. It's almost all Prince on that track. He does the vocals, the backing vocals, guitar, piano, bass guitar, and the drum machine. He was helped on backing vocals by Susanna Malvoin, and Claire Fisher did the orchestral arrangement. And Prince was just such a super talented guy, wasn't he? Okay, so I was telling you what we've got coming up tomorrow on Phoenix FM. So for your afternoon at 1 p.m. excuse me, I'm on the wrong day. Let's have a look at the correct day. At 2 p.m, of course, it's Vicky Michelle's Music Mix, which is great music and celebrity interviews from our resident Allo Allo star. Always a great listen with Vicky. Then at 4, it's the art programme, a weekly look at the best in the local and national art scene with Claire Gibault and Natalie Blaze. They are just such good fun, those two together. And then at 6, it's Stepping Out with the wonderful Nigel Fitzmaurice, bringing you 2 hours of soul, funk and disco tunes. Definitely worth tuning in for. Okay, you're listening to Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers on Phoenix 98 FM with me, Mandy Cullen. If you've just tuned in, you've missed a whole lot of silliness, but we've still got some silliness left because we are celebrating being in silly season by playing songs with silly titles or silly lyrics. Because, you know, we just do silly things at this time of year, don't we? And next up, this is a song that says hello to just about everybody, except me.
Sometimes I feel that the whole world's going mad.
That was The Beloved and Hello. I mean, as I said, it's the song says hello to just about everybody, doesn't it? What a very friendly song it is. It was released in 1990, and then it was their first top 20 when it peaked at number 19. Their biggest hit came 3 years later when Sweet Harmony made it into the top 10, peaking at number 8. I have to say, I do love the fact that it even said hello to Billy Corkill. And can you believe it's 20 years since Brookside was last on our screens. 20 years! I can't believe that. Anyway, what sort of hairdo have you got? The Charlatans and Jesus Hairdo. That one just missed out on the top 40. It peaked at number 48 in 1994. It's taken from their LP up to our hips. Their biggest hit from that album was Can't Get Out of Bed, which reached number 24. We are rapidly running out of time, but I think I can just squeeze one more.
Stressing and paging my beat, but you're just nonstop. And it's not hot that you be leaving me messages every 10 minutes and then you stop by. When I first met you, you were cool, but it was game, you had me fooled. Cause 20 minutes after I gave you my number, you already had my milk box full. You bought a pair of shoes, but now I guess me, I owe you. Oh, you have to call as much as you do. I give them back to be through with you. And so what? My mama likes you. Like you. I don't really care cause you're a bugaboo. You make me wanna pick you out the window. You make me out to put the phone post. Break my lease so I can move. You a bugaboo, a bugaboo, a bugaboo. I wanna put your number on call by. Make my email stop cause you a bugaboo. You bugging what you bugging, who you bugging me. I'm cool, it's not hot. Then when I'm blocking your phone number, you call me over your best friend's house. And it's not hot that I can't even go out with my girlfriends without you tracking me down. You need to chill out with that mess, cause you can't keep having me stressed. Cause every time my phone rings, it seems to be you and I'm praying that it is someone else. So what? You bought a pair of shoes, but now I guess you think I owe you. Oh, you. You don't have to call as much as you do. I give them back to be through with you. And so what? So what? But now I guess you think I owe you.
Destiny's Child and Bugaboo. That's taken from their second album, The Writing's on the Wall. It was their fifth single and reached number 9 in 1999. Surprisingly, it only made it to number 33 in their native USA. And that's just about it from me. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm going to hand over the reins to Andy Furno now and leave you in his very capable hands for the next 2 hours. I'm going to leave you with a song that contains one of the silliest lyrics I can remember. It's Tampera featuring Maya and their number one from 1998 called Feel It. Thank you so much indeed for listening. I hope you've enjoyed the music as much as I've enjoyed playing it. Now enjoy the rest of your week and weekend and please do stay safe. Thanks for tuning in.
Forgive you. Well, I'm not letting go, but don't forget I'm ready for the ride. I'm ready if it's but in time. She gonna look like with a chimney on her. She gonna look like with a chimney on her. She gonna look like with a chimney on her.